but they will be traveling. So Joe joins us on the phone lines Monday evening. So we get Joe Ligurski for about 10 to 12 minutes. And then later, the Larry Shyatt radio show gags at 7:07.
7 after the hour.
Joe, what's going on today? How you doing?
Well, I got to sign off right now. I don't even know what the question was, but when I hear you go, you may be in trouble, Keith, I got to get out of this
conversation. No, our Monday question is weekend winners and losers. So who are the winners and losers over the weekend in world sports? And, of course, the Wyoming Cowgirl performance over Boise State was a big winner. Joe, if I had told you before the game that Markell Dent would play 19 minutes, be in a little bit of foul trouble, and be held scoreless, and you'd beat Boise State by 24, what do you say?
Keith, I'd say you're really going to be wrong, and it's not even going to be close. That part of it, we know we need Markell each and every night, and how the game started flowing. Other players started making shots. Markell got in foul trouble. And as anyone watches basketball and knows a little about it, when you start having to sit for over a quarter because of foul trouble, it just takes you out of the flow of everything. And to start the second half, everybody else was shooting the ball extremely well. And we just kept talking about, hey, just keep playing the way we're playing and we'll see how things go. But I thought Markell did other things out there. She defended. She got us into our offense. But you're right. What a weird night. Win by 24 and Markell doesn't score.
You know, Joe, I'm sure you'd not rather roll the dice on that scenario again, but for the way this team is and, you know, it's youth and inexperience, how big could that be down the road, especially going against the top two teams in the league this week, knowing that, you know, if Markell, like you said, I know Markell did a lot of other things very well to help facilitate that win, but that other players stepped up and doing that. How big could that be for this team down the stretch this season?
Well, Robert, you know, as coaches go, hey, if Markell doesn't have to score the rest of the year and we win out, I take that. There is no doubt. I keep telling the players, you score for Wyoming, you rebound for Wyoming, you defend for Wyoming, and you win for Wyoming. But we know that we need Markell, and interesting enough, in practice today, you know, the team was just making skip passes that weren't there, bypassing players. They still look for Markell. And it's one of the things we've talked about is you have to just make the next play. Markell will be there to make a lot of plays for us. Don't put her in a very difficult situation. But it's just interesting to see because they really do rely on her. And I'll say we got away with one not having her score, and we'll take it.
How big of a teachable moment can that be, though, for you guys to have it on film that says, all right, look, we can do this even if our best player isn't out there? That's got to be a pretty good teachable moment, doesn't it?
Keith, it's going to be very teachable next year.
Yeah.
with Markell graduating, and we're going to point back to this game, and we will definitely talk about it, about what we did. We'll probably show clips of it to the start of the year, but it is a very teachable moment. But right now, you can just see they still look for Markell, and Markell's going to be just fine.
Okay. Joe, you look ahead to Fresno State on Wednesday, and you go on the road in a team you were in with when you played them in Laramie. Just as we talked, you know, in the past, you made some plays, you just didn't make enough. So what will be the key the second time around and when you go to Fresno to face the Bulldogs?
Well, Robert, first of all, it's on the road, and that's been a struggle for this group in conference play. Everybody always plays better at home, as we did this past Saturday, and so it's about staying in the basketball game and making sure in the last 4 minutes that we have a chance. Now, one of the things that happened is the pace of the game at Wyoming was very slow. We ended up zoning. They zoned us. Both teams were very methodical, trying to take a lot of time off the clock, and it kept the game in the 40s. We talked about this time we need to be more aggressive. We got to attack the basket, and now all of a sudden we're putting it in the hands of our players that they're going to have to make better decisions. But we don't play as well in a half court as we do in transition.
Joe, I know you're totally focused on Fresno State and finishing off this year, but to see some of the players step up like Liv Roberts and Natalie Baker, especially down these last few games, how much does that give you confidence in their abilities to take their game to another level, continue to take their game at another level?
Keith, it really does. They're two sophomores that have played extremely well, been a big part of our success. And one of the things that we keep talking about is how to get you better. You still have two more years here. Don't rest on your laurels that, you know, you're one of the top three players that's participating for us. Step it up, try to get better. But as I said, the future looks bright. We have so many young players. And it's the same for Marta Gomez, to think we're going to have her for 3 years. I got a feeling she's going to be a different player next year, let alone when she's a junior. And maybe that's the big year for us, is when Liv and Natalie are seniors. Marta's a junior. They're going to have a lot of basketball experience for them.
Have you started to look at possible positioning for the upcoming conference tournament, or are you just, with the two games you have with Fresno and CSU, are you kind of consumed with that right now?
I'm going to tell you what, you want me to play without Markel, or to save or not score, and ask me if I'm looking what's going on in Washington, number one and number two teams showing up?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I mean, hey. I got my players driving nuts some days.
Hey, I'm just curious, man. I'm just seeing if you're looking a little bit ahead there, Coach, with Fresno and CSU on the schedule.
Hey, I'm just trying to get to 5:30 today.
Okay, how much of a different year has this been for you and your coach, you know, with virtually, other than Gerald, a new coaching staff, and one senior? What's this year been like for you trying to develop this team as the years got on?
Well, you know, Keith, maybe a couple questions there. There was so much excitement. New staff. Let's see what they bring. New players. Let's see what they bring. The start of every year is that way. And we got off to a great start. And we're 7-3, and you can see the confidence in this team. And so as a coach, you're going, you know what? This team has found a way to figure things out. They're going to be okay. We got great leadership in Jordan Kelly, Markel Dent. Everybody's stepping up. Then Jordan gets injured, and all of a sudden it seems like we're starting over with out-of-bounds plays, the way we had to run them differently than when we had Jordan. And people can go, what are you talking about? Jordan did so many little things for us that not everybody could do. And so what it's really seemed like is we've had two complete seasons within this, before Jordan and after Jordan. And I'm just happy that the kids have hung in there. They've competed. They played hard each and every night. I just wish there were some better things to happen for them. And as I told them, you're sitting in eighth place right now. You were picked to be seventh. That was with a healthy Jordan, a healthy Bailey Cotton, those things. You guys have really stepped up. Let's just try to finish some things out and see where we can get a couple more victories.
Joe, as far as the league goes, has anything caught you by surprise? Obviously, the unfortunate injuries you had to your squad, I don't think you could ever foresee that. But as you've gone through the league so far, I know you still got a few more to go. Has anything caught you by surprise with, you know, performances from certain players or teams or whatever? Has it been kind of what maybe you thought it would be like?
It is what we thought it was going to be like. We knew what CSU, Fresno had returning, Boise State, how strong they were going to be. They were picked 1, 2, and 3, which we understood. And I think maybe more important, Robert, is the number of injuries that have happened in this league this year. It seems like everybody's pointing to losing a player. And it may not have been a starter, but it was somebody that contributes. And those are the things. And then I think the biggest surprise for me is just to see the swing in games. Last week, you saw San Diego State upset Fresno. You see us, you know, upset Boise State. When you see those things happen, that tells me that each and every night you got to be at the top of your game. And maybe that's the biggest surprise that's happened this year.
Always good to catch up, Joe. We do appreciate the time. Safe travels to Fresno as you take on Fresno State on the road Wednesday night. Always appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
Guys, I appreciate you accommodating me early this week. Hopefully we didn't throw anybody off thinking it's already Tuesday in their life.
I'm a little thrown off because we're at Jackson's and talking to you instead of being in studio, which is fine.
It's not Tuesday. We got 4 days left.
All of that happened.
You guys are probably shocked that I even answered the phone.
Well, after the line of questions Keith gave you, you may not answer it again.
That was one question. One question. Yeah, I just said if he's ready for the conference tournament, you know.
I just like that. I thought he'd be asking me stuff about, you know, hey, what's my predictions next fall for college football?
I already know what your predictions are for there. I don't even bother asking that.
Yeah, the problem was... Joe, he didn't tell you who my two winners this week were.
Hey, we're not even going to go there either, because I never know what you're going to say.
From last Saturday, my two winners, the Cowgirls and the Kansas Jayhawks.
Oh, big ones.
Yeah.
It sure was.
That was great.
It sure was. And Dave, was that game played in Lawrence?
No.
Okay.
The officials robbed him, Joe.
Oh, my goodness.
It was not in Lawrence, and it wasn't close.
Officials. You got to blame it on the officials with that.
See,
wasn't that close?
I recorded the game, and I thought, I'm going to go home and watch it because it was played at 12:30.
Yeah.
I walked into the media room after the game that got TV'd on, and I see it running right across the bottom line.
Oh, no.
Okay. No sense watching it now because I tell you what, Keith, hey, you may have lost this one. Those guys are going to be in the Final Four.
Who, the Jayhawks?
The Sooners.
Oh.
I hope so. It's been a while. So Final Four for football and basketball. Let's see if the basketball team can actually finish it off.
Pretty amazing year for you.
And a Denver Broncos Super Bowl win. How about that, Gags? Thanks, Joe.
Keith, we'll see you guys.
Take it easy. Bye. Bye.